The Meeting, or Bonjour Monsieur Courbet, by Gustave Courbet. This celebrated work, an icon of 19th century French painting, is popularly thought to immortalise Gustave Courbet's arrival in Montpellier in May 1854, recording the moment when Courbet, having left the stagecoach a short distance outside the city, meets his host, with his manservant Callas and his Breton dog, on the road into town. The scene was thought to have taken place not far from the home of Bruyas's friend Émile May, a few kilometres outside Montpellier, at the intersection of the road to the seaport of Sète and the Chemin de Saint-Jean-de-Védaste at Latte, in the direction of the town of Mirval. In fact, Courbet took the new railway to Montpellier, and his light clothing and painter's equipment in the picture suggest that he was probably on his way back from a day's painting out of doors. The picture's topography is unclear and difficult to identify with any real certainty. Most commentators point out that this is, in truth, a meeting in the domain of art. The simple, effective composition is divided into three sections, according to a scheme inherited from the neoclassical school. On one side of the picture, we see the slight figure of the 33-year-old collector, dressed in an elegant dark green jacket, confronted by the robust traveller, an artist 10 years his senior. Courbet stands to the right, and in profile, but his is clearly the dominant role in the painting. His pale clothes catch the bright light, and his fine dark head and Assyrian-style beard are strongly silhouetted against the sky. His stick is firmly planted in the ground, giving him the air of a latter-day apostle. The two men are shown almost as equals, hinting at their interdependence. Courbet has elevated an ordinary, everyday, private incident to the heights of academic history painting, furthering his project to undermine and topple the established artistic hierarchies. The picture's remarkable handling combines flowing, dilute colours and rich impasto, recreating the freshness of an oil sketch executed from life, out of doors, while at the same time retaining the firm solidity of the Dutch and Spanish masters whom Courbet so admired. The picture's place in the history of Western art was assured when it was displayed at the Paris Universal Exhibition of 1855, where it had a quite extraordinary effect, in Courbet's words, provoking a fervent response from the caricaturists and critics of the day. Deeply wounded, Bruyas subsequently withdrew the painting from public view until its donation to the city of Montpellier in 1868.